to welcome everybody to the Board of Building Commission's special occupancy TAC meeting of Monday, September 8th, 2025. A couple quick procedural things. Please be aware of background noise. Keep your devices muted. However, if you're using a phone, please do not put yourself on hold. Please wait to speak until offered opportunities. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. Please use the raise hand icon if you wish to speak. And if everybody would state their name each time they speak, and TAC member from making and seconding motions, if you would also use your last name. With that, I'm going to go ahead and determine that we have a roll call. Don Whitehead?
I'm here.
Doug Ahrens?
Here.
Elijah Flowers?
Here.
Well, I might need to turn my volume down a little bit. Okay. Toby Jusmich? He's here.
Okay. Here.
I understand Rebecca Quinn is here as the alternate for Jillian Cranack. Rebecca, are you on?
Here.
Okay. Commissioner Marrero?
Here.
Very good. Crystal Myers?
Here.
Josh Phillips?
Here.
Right. Scott Waltz?
Here.
And Jack Williams?
Here.
All right, well, we have 11 of 11, which certainly is a quorum. Let's see, we have from DBPR, we have Alan Burke, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, Marlita Peters, and Justin Vogel. And I'm Jeff Blair, the commission's facilitator. First item is to review the agenda, which is to approve the agenda in the minutes, and then to provide the commission with your recommendation on a proposed code change to the 8th edition Florida Building Code building proposed by staff pursuant to statute and necessary for consistency with House Bill 683. Is there a motion and a second by name, please, to approve the agenda as posted?
Second, Paul.
We have a first and a second. Who made the first?
Whitehead.
Whitehead, okay, great. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. And I also would like to acknowledge that our commission's chairman is present as well. Next is review and approval of the June 17th, 2025 meeting minutes, which have been posted. Unless there's any corrections or additions, is there a motion to accept those minutes as posted by name, please?
Whitehead, so moved.
Waltz, second.
Motion and a second from Whitehead and Waltz. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any opposed? That's unanimous. Okay, so Jim, if you'd allow me to share the screen, please. Okay. All right, so we have one glitch amendment in front of us. I will introduce it as we go. Then the proponent, which of course in this case is DBPR Mo, will provide an overview of it. If others from the public wish to speak in support, please use the raise hand icon. You can have up to 3 minutes. Anybody in opposition would have the same opportunity. Since it's a mandated glitch by statute, there should not be any rebuttals, but if there are, it's 1 minute collectively for each side. If you don't wish to make a comment, but just wish to show your support one way or the other, either for or against, you can use the thumbs up icon to provide the TAC with a sense of stakeholder preferences. After that, I'll come to the TAC for action on the proposed amendment. And the vote would be to approve or deny, but ostensibly the vote should be to recommend to the commission that it is a glitch amendment and to approve it as submitted. It's a two-thirds vote threshold for the code items. Not that we really need to review the glitch criteria since it clearly meets number five, which is changes to or consistency with federal or state law. This is clearly to do just that. State law, so that's the criteria that would be utilized for that. And again, the motion would be to approve it as it was submitted. We're going to take up SP, FBCB, Chapter 30, glitch number one from staff. And I'll turn it over to Mo, and you can stop sharing. Allow me to stop sharing screen and let Mo share screen now, please, Jim.
Let's find Mo real quick. Hang on.
Hey, Jeff, this is Mo Medina.
Yeah.
Can you share the screen, please?
He's working on it. He's got you.
All right. Well, as mentioned by Jeff, we only have one glitch code change, which is SV 5FDC-D, which is the building code volume, chapter 30, glitch number one. What the glitch is mainly based on a change which was made to Florida Statute 399.035 via House Bill 683. What mainly the statute did is made a clarification to section 300 to the statute, which is also was included in the code verbatim under section 3009.2 of the Florida Building Code. Building, mainly they clarified instead of the language saying support rails, which in the people thought that all the rails have to meet this requirement, they limited to at least one support rail. So it's clear that at least one support rail must be continuous and the minimum length of 42 inches overall. So this is a clarification, and that's all. Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, Mo. Does anybody from the public wish to comment in support and or in opposition? If so, please use the raise hand icon. All right, coming back to the TAC, the appropriate motion would be to recommend the commission approve this as a glitch amendment as submitted. So for approval as submitted, and it meets the glitch. So
Walt, motion to approve glitch one as written.
Whitehead, second.
We have a motion and a second for approval as submitted. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? So that's unanimous as submitted on an 11-0 vote. All right. Is there any other public comment or PAC comment or staff? Otherwise, I'll turn it to Don to adjourn us. Don.
Thank you again for everyone showing up, 100% attendance, and this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This conference is no longer being recorded.